And finally tonight.
Theater has to say something. It really has to touch something in your life.
Obie winning Crystal Fields, who's run one of the leading off-Broadway theatres for 40 years, Theatre for the New City. The theatre is known for its radical political plays and community programmes. It's won 40 Obie Awards and a Pulitzer Prize for drama. It's a place for new, original and not quite completed plays, and its founders have supported the early careers of playwrights like Sam Shepard, Harvey Fierstein and Richard Foreman. On Saturday evening, the theatre will celebrate its continued existence by burning its mortgage, joined by friends and supporters in part of New York City that's seen many local businesses and institutions close in the past years because of staggering rent increases.
This is our 40th year. This is our this is our fourth place of operation. We started out in West Beth. We were there for a year and a half. Then we had to move, and we moved to the Jane West Welfare Hotel, which we were there for about 5-6 years. And then we had to go. We lost our lease, and we moved over to Second Avenue, and Second Avenue between 10th and 11th. In every case, it was either a totally empty building that we made into three theaters, and that's what we did in West Beth. And then, you know, the neighborhood would change, or they'd see they could get a renter, so we'd have to leave. And then, of course, 8 years later, the neighborhood changed, and we had to go again. So this time, a community activist named Floyd Feldman, who was a wonderful, wonderful man, he looked into it, and we searched, and we found this building. It was graffiti-ridden. It had 3.5 feet of garbage and rat poison in the basement. It was, the Department of Sanitation used a bit of it, but not very much of it. And we bought it. We bought it for $717,000 with a mortgage. We had a mortgage. Part of the agreement was that we would allow a lunch room for the Department of Sanitation to stay in the building. And it did. It stayed here 10 years rent-free, and now they pay a little rent, very, very little. And we are happy to accommodate them. But we have two floors, and we have made four theaters here. We moved here in 1986. We closed on the building in 1987, and we've paid this mortgage. That's the story. Every time you plant a tree, the rent goes up. That's an old Lower East Side mantra.
You know, we see a lot of musicals going on in Broadway, but what's the value of having a theater that's able to produce personal work or political work?
Well, the value is that new writing can get seen. Writers can see their work done in complete production with complete production value. I mean, total set design, light design, costumes, 4 weeks of rehearsal, and the work may not be a finished piece of work. Most of the time it's not, but our audiences understand that, and they are very excited to see new work, and that's what we mostly do, is new work. And we do a lot of emerging writers, and very much people from the Lower East Side can get their work done here. There are lots of wonderful, talented writers and performers, but there are no places for their work to be done. And that's what we do. And we also do a very, very big community outreach. We do street theater in all five boroughs all summer long. What underlies that is, first of all, we want to take new writing and poetic drama out into the field and not just bottle it up in one little place. And we also get new audience that way. And we are constantly building our audience. We sell out now. Of course, we have very low ticket prices. Our tickets are $10 and $15 and $18. And sometimes 20, but when they're 20, they have to do one day a week, pay what you can, which means you can pay a penny and get in here. And so we get audience. We get audience for writers who have no track record, who don't have a following. And sometimes some of the pieces that we do are finished and are ready for a bigger public, and they go places, but we don't send them. We're a nurturing and development theater. That's what we're here to do. We're here to give writers a chance to have their work seen. You know, we're interested in new ideas. Theater has to say something. It really has to touch something in your life. You know, it's either a question of sexual choice, or it's your economic situation, or it's the fact that your kid just got sent to Iraq for the third time, you know? I mean, you know, these are the things that plays have to be about, or they just don't really, they are not of great interest.
What's going to happen tomorrow late afternoon?
Tomorrow we're going to, at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 5:30, we're going to just have champagne and finger food, you know, in the lobby, and then 5:30 we're going to go into the big theater, the biggest of our theaters, and Rosie Mendez, our beloved council member, and she is fighting for affordable housing in this area to, you know, continue to have it and to have more, because we are losing to this gentrification. And Scott Stringer, our borough president, is going to speak, and we're going to get a proclamation from the borough president. And Charles Bush, the wonderful, wonderful writer, performer, and David Amram is going to play. And the Thunderbirds are going to perform. Louis Mofsy is going to, with someone else from Thunderbirds, they're going to play a flute song and Bless Our Home. And Viney Burrows is going to recite a poem. Did I say F. Murray Abraham? Yes.
No, you missed him out.
Oh, F. Murray Abraham is going to speak. And I don't even know what he's going to do. And then we're going to burn the mortgage before 7 o'clock. And we're literally going to burn it.
Crystal Fields, who's run theatre for the New City for 40 years and will host the Burning of the Mortgage Party at the Theatre for the New City at 155 First Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets from 5 to 7 p.m. on Saturday night, open to everybody.